Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, and we start with local news. Spring Hill Fire Department kicked off its newest Fire Academy program this week to recruit 15 new firefighters into the department, addressing one of many needs facing the department. As the city and county's population continues to grow, so does the need for additional emergency service resources. This includes addressing Spring Hill Fire Department's issues with short staffing, equipment supply needs, as well as the need for a new fire hall. Today was an historical day for the Spring Hill Fire Department as we started our first full fire academy with 15 firefighters. 13 of those were paid for by the FEMA Department of Homeland Security SAFER grant, Fire Chief Greg Temple said. They're a very diverse group, including our first two female firefighters in the city, he said. City Administrator Pam Caskey added that in regard to local population numbers, that the city's special census is still active, encouraging citizens to participate. In the end, it could save taxpayer money and help fund additional needs like public safety. We are slow walking into a property tax increase, Caskey said. It takes 2 minutes. If you know your neighbors haven't done it and you see them out on the back porch, ask them, bug them, tell them to get it in. It's not that hard, and it really will mean a lot overall to the city, she said. To access the Spring Hill Special Census, simply log onto the city's homepage at www.springhilltn.org. The Board of Mayor and Aldermen, during its Monday regular meeting, adopted multiple items related to the fire department. These items included a staffing for adequate fire and emergency response grant, or SAFER grant, to fund an additional 15 firefighters, as well as a contract to Chris Woods Construction Company for the new Fire Station Number 4 to be located off Duplex Road. Fire Station Number 4 is scheduled to begin construction later this year, with an estimated completion date for the fall of 2025. Downtown Columbia is about to receive even more upgrades thanks to a $50,000 grant to enhance and improve three of the squares for pedestrian crosswalks. The City Council began its Thursday regular meeting by voting to accept the grant, which is funded by General Motors to assist in downtown beautification and traffic calming measures. The improvements will include installing curb extensions at the crosswalks, while also upgrading landscaping and adding an information kiosk. Basically, we are designing the curb out into the white-striped no-parking area, Columbia Tourism and Marketing Director Kelly Murphy said. It extends the view for the pedestrians trying to cross the street. They will be able to go further out into the area, and it's traffic calming for the cars that are coming through the square as well. We are thrilled to work with GM, our community partner, on this, and it is administered through the National Main Street Center, she said. This project comes in the wake of many other recent downtown improvements, which have included two phases of upgrading many of the historic building facades, as well as the current renovations to the North Main Street parking garage that has been well underway since late January. Lori Fisher of South Central Tennessee Development District wrote the initial grant application and said this was a great opportunity for the district to partner with Columbia. We are always excited to work with the City of Columbia to help you with your community and economic development needs, Fisher said. As a resident here, I'm especially excited when projects get funded in Columbia, and this will be such a worthwhile, highly visible project. It will make a nice difference to the downtown, she said. Columbia Main Street Director Kelly Johnson said the city was also the only community in Tennessee to receive the grant. I think there were only 5 U.S. cities that were able to receive the grant, and so for Columbia to receive the grant this year, that's exciting for us, Johnson. Make a difference, really make the square more cohesive, and it's really going to reflect what we already have coming up on 6th and North Main Street. Our downtown is about to be totally transformed in a great way. I'm excited to say we actually got it done, which is going to be happening this year. We'll see the results by the end of the year, she said. Murphy said that part of the project's estimated swiftness is due to using the city's Public Works Department, which would cut down on time and cost. Being able to draw on them to help us complete this project is a game changer for us, Murphy said. Yesterday, the Reunion Wine Bar opened to the public with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Front Porch Radio's Del Kennedy stopped by the grand opening and spoke to proprietors Trey and Melinda Gunter about their new establishment.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm in beautiful downtown Spring Hill. I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting of the Reunion Wine Bar. It's right here in downtown Spring Hill. I'm looking around. I'm seeing leather furniture, a full bar, wine bottles on the wall. It looks like a great place to relax and have a glass of wine. I'm speaking with Melinda and Trey Gunter. Trey, what gave you the idea of the Reunion Wine Bar?
Thanks, Del. Great question. I would say Reunion came about for selfish motivations, in that when Melinda and I would want to go out on dates, we had to go all the way into Franklin, or we had to go, you know, into Nashville. And frankly, laziness created ingenuity. And we thought, hey, why don't we open up a great place, local, that we don't have to drive that far to.
Melinda, tell me about the decor in here.
So when we designed this space, we wanted to keep some of the integrity of the original building because it is a historic place. So you'll see a lot of the trim work and the flooring that was original to the space. But we wanted to create that Nashville vibe south of Nashville. And that's why you'll see all the moody paint colors and relaxing spaces just to come and have a nice time.
Really neat. And Trey, tell me what you offer here.
So we have a full wine offering. We have an assortment of reds and whites and rosés and orange wines, which is pretty unique. We have a really robust craft cocktail program, and we've got some unique beers on tap as well as some imported bottles in bottles.
Wow. Talk about your days and hours.
So we are open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Thursday, it's 3 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, it's 3 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Facebook page, web page?
Reunion Wine Bar. And check us out there on Instagram and Facebook.
Reunion Wine Bar on Instagram and Facebook. All right. Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. I'm in downtown Spring Hill at a really cozy, comfy, attractive wine bar with Melinda and Trey Gunther. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Ribbon cutting and grand opening, folks.
The chance to build a program from scratch is an opportunity some coaches hope to do in their careers, but few actually get to. Spring Hill's Paul Lamb will have that chance next season after being hired as baseball coach at the new Battle Creek High School, which is set to open in Spring Hill this fall. Lamb will finish the baseball season with Spring Hill before moving on to Battle Creek. I mean, it was very tough. Toughest decision of my professional career, he said. I was a 26-year-old kid when I took Spring Hill over, not that far removed from playing in college and coaching in college for a short stint. And it's crazy to think back, that was almost 20 years ago, he said. Change is always hard, but we felt that it was a good move for our family. Once everything gets to that point, we'll be ready to sit down and kind of really map out how we want to attack this thing, he said. Spring Hill has started the season 4-0, and upon announcing his decision to the players on Friday, he made sure everyone knew his full focus is still on this baseball season. It was a tough, emotional day on Friday when I let my team know, but until this season is over and this school year is over, I'm still the head coach of Raider Baseball, Lamb said. I'm still going to do everything I can, like I always have, and be just as passionate about it as I have been since day one. So, you know, that doesn't change, he said. Lamb has been at the helm of Spring Hill Baseball for 18 years, revamping a program that had been struggling until he took charge. Since his hire in 2006, the Raiders have made 7 state tournament appearances, including a state championship-winning run in 2016. Lamb was a familiar name to Battle Creek principal Mike Kennard, a former baseball coach himself. Kennard had coached against Lamb's father, Gary, who coached Loretto for more than 2 decades in the 90s, and he coached alongside Lamb for a short period while working at Columbia Central. When the opportunity arose to bring on Lamb, Kennard didn't hesitate. I've just known through the years and talking with some of his players and parents who have moved on from Battle Creek Middle School to play with him or play for him, that he not only coaches the boys on how to play the game of baseball, but how to live life, Kennard said. He's a good role model for the boys, puts their academics and their behaviors and their citizenship in front of baseball. Not only does the position give Lamb the ability to build the Battle Creek baseball program from the ground up, he'll be able to do it with his family close by. This fall, he will have a son starting high school at Battle Creek, while his youngest son will be across the street at Battle Creek Middle School. In my kids' ages, they have something to do with it, so it was kind of a perfect storm, if you will, of opportunities, and one that we just didn't feel like we could pass up, So a lot of thought, a lot of prayer, a lot of stuff went into it, and we're excited. But we are in a situation where we're trying to focus on the task at hand, which right now is Raider baseball, he said. Lamb will be joined at Battle Creek by his current assistant coaches, Kenny Henderson and Justin Foster. The school will open with freshmen and sophomores exclusively, but Lamb plans to have his team compete at the varsity level from the beginning. Lamb is the second coaching hire made by Kennard at Battle Creek. Donnie Chambers was hired as basketball coach. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventure starts on Tuesday, March 26th. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using hashtag Murray the Mule so everyone can follow along. This year's event was made possible by the generosity of Harmon Scrap Metal in Columbia. Harmon Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family-owned and operated since 1985. You can learn more about them at www.harmonscrapmetal.com. Columbia staple dating back nearly 200 years will be marking its 1974 revival's 50th anniversary, an event steeped in local tradition which continues to draw hundreds of thousands to Muletown each year. Mule Day is set to kick off the week of April 1st through the 7th, bringing back all of the usual favorites, starting with the Mule Day wagon train rolling into town, capped off with the annual Mule Day parade in downtown Columbia. This year marks 50 years since the annual festival experienced its 20th century revival, drawing in thousands of locals, farmers, and out-of-town tourists year after year, only being canceled twice due to COVID-19 in 2020 and 2021. Mule Day is a fantastic event in Murray County, and we are very fortunate to have it here, Louise Mills, who has been an organizer of the festival since 1986, said. A lot of planning has gone into it for so many years because we started this in 1974, and it's still going on. It's really going strong, and for me, it's been fun, she said. Mule Day office organizers are currently hard at work making final plans for this year's festivities, announcing this week that country artist and local resident Clay Walker will lead the parade as the 2024 Mule Day Grand Marshal. He's a local, and we like to celebrate our local people anytime we can, Mandy Mills, another key organizer for this year's Mule Day, said. This year's Mule Day will also pay tribute to late and longtime Mule Day organizer Dave Skillington, who passed away December 9th. Skillington was given the distinction of this year's honorary Grand Marshal for his many years of service as a key player in Mule Day's longevity. His family is scheduled to ride in the parade in his honor. He did a lot for Mule Day, and his family was here at some of the first, and he worked hard to get Mule Day off the ground, Mills said. This year's Mule Man, a new title introduced last year, is Bernice White, another longtime Mule Day supporter. Mills said what makes the Mule Man honor so special is that they aren't nominated by the Mule Day board, but by the public. We take nominations, and he's been really involved in Mule Day and the Mule community, Mills said. He brings his own wagon train in, camps, and participates in the parade. Last month, Anissa Grimes of Columbia State Community College was crowned as this year's Mule Day Queen. As part of her role in this year's events, Grimes suggested adding an additional member to her court, honorary Mule Day Queen Carly McGee. This was Anissa's idea, and she will be riding in the parade behind the Queen's float, Mills said. She's been battling cancer for over a year, and this just feels right, she said. Another new feature this year geared towards students is Mule Day's first $7,500 Mule Day Work Scholarship for students studying in CTE training. For more information or to register for the Mule Day Scholarship, as well as a full schedule and other Mule Day features, visit Mule Day's main website at www.muleday.com. That's something we are really excited about this year, Mills said. We're going to do three $2,500 scholarships, and of course we are hoping to increase that and be able to help all kids in Murray County. It's open to Murray County students or students in the Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club. We always give back to the community, and it's really important that people know about this because we want to invest in the future, she said. Looking to get more involved in local government in Spring Hill? Want to see how the city operates? Now is your chance. Sign up for the 2024 Spring Hill Citizens Academy. This 8-week course will give you the opportunity to interact with your elected leaders and senior city staff while you explore municipal government through presentations, hands-on experiences, and open discussions. The 2024 City of Spring Hill Citizens Academy is open to Spring Hill residents and will meet each Thursday beginning April 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at City Hall. The classes will be taught by your elected leaders and senior city staff. Topics include legislation, fire department, utilities, budgeting, public works, capital improvement projects, police, development services, parks and recreation, and library. Participants will have the opportunity to speak directly with city officials and ask questions, as well as tour key facilities to gain a new perspective on the inner workings of their local government. Graduates of the program will receive a certificate and will be introduced at a public meeting of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen. Registration is required and class size is limited. You must be at least 18 years old and a Spring Hill resident to participate. For more information, visit www.springhilltn.org. If your application is accepted, you'll be contacted by city staff. Maury County government has been awarded a $5,000 matching grant from the South Central Tennessee Development District. The Arts Build Communities, or ABC grant, will help the county commemorate the historic Maury County Courthouse as it celebrates 120 years of service to the community in 2024. The grant will fund a community juried art competition open to all Maury County citizens. According to a press release, the theme will focus on what does the courthouse represent to its citizens. Citizens are invited to use their artistic abilities to design an original piece of art. All genres are welcome that interprets what the Maury County Courthouse means. The Maury County Courthouse is an iconic and historic structure for the state of Tennessee. Built by local architect J.E.R. Carpenter before he went on to great fame as one of the leading architects of luxury high-rise living in New York City, this building has been the central focus of Maury County since it was built in 1904. It symbolizes much to our community. This grant is a wonderful opportunity to allow citizens of the county to interpret and express what the building represents. Maury County citizens will have until the end of this week, March 22nd, to submit their artwork to the Maury County Archives temporary location at 1446 Oak Springs Drive, Suite 100. Art will be juried in 4 age categories: elementary, secondary, high school, and adults ages 18 and over. Prizes will be awarded for first, second, and third place for each category, and one grand prize winner will be announced during Mule Day on April 6th. Rules for artist submissions include that artwork must be original. All art intended for wall mounting, such as drawings and paintings in the 18-plus category, must be submitted in a frame and wired for hanging. All submitted art must be accompanied by a card with the artist's name, contact information, category, title, and medium. And all art must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd. Art will be juried by 5 esteemed artists, which include local photographers Sarah Gillum and Ross Janes, as well as painter James Spearman and sculptor Jennifer Grisham. The winning submissions will be displayed at the courthouse during the 2024 Mule Day festivities. All submitted artwork will be placed on display at the Pryor Art Gallery at Columbia State Community College from May 13th through June 14th. The exhibit will open with a gallery reception on May 13th. For more information about the contest, contact the Maury County Archives at 931-375-1500. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Joyce Lois Morton Crow, 93, retired service manager for Sears Roebuck & Company, died Tuesday, March 19th at her residence. Funeral services will be conducted on Friday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, with Joe Macer and Eric Swan officiating. The family will visit with friends on Friday from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Polk Memorial Gardens. Online condolences may be extended at www.oaksandnichols.com. Mrs. Nancy Hamilton Fitzgerald, 89, a resident of Murfreesboro and the wife of Freddie Fitzgerald, died Monday, March 11th at Alive Hospice in Murfreesboro. A memorial service will be conducted on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Saturday from 12 noon until time of the services at the funeral home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 72 degrees. Winds will be out of the west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low of 38. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
When you bank local, you get local expertise. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers. We've supported families, individuals, and businesses of Middle Tennessee for over a century. You are more than an account number. You are our community, and we're committed to helping you thrive. Switch to First Farmers, visit myfirstfarmers.com, or call 1-800-882-8378. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Gas prices across Tennessee moved higher over last week, but at a much slower rate compared to recent weeks. Over last week, gas prices moved 2 cents more expensive on average. The Tennessee gas price average is now $3.09 a gallon, which is 11 cents more expensive than 1 month ago, but a penny less than 1 year ago. Pump price increases slowed down over last week, but that trend may not last long, said Megan Cooper, spokeswoman for AAA, the Auto Club Group. Both gasoline and crude oil futures rose again last week, which means it's likely drivers will see prices at the pump fluctuate higher again this week. Here's some quick facts. 40% of Tennessee gas stations have prices below $3. The lowest 10% of pump prices are $2.85 for regular unleaded. The highest 10%, $3.40. Tennessee is currently the sixth least expensive market in the nation. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Pilgrimage Music and Cultural Festival is set to return to its highly anticipated 10th anniversary at the park at Harlandsdale Farm in Franklin on September 28th and 29th. Ahead of the official lineup announcement, fans can lock in the best prices today during the early bird presale. A limited quantity of two-day general admission weekend passes selling for $219 will be available. You can snag them by going to www.pilgrimagefestival.com/tickets. Over the past 10 years, Pilgrimage has brought performances from Chris Stapleton, Justin Timberlake, Willie Nelson, Zach Bryan, Dave Matthews Band, Foo Fighters, Jason Isbell, and lots more. Again, sign up for updates at pilgrimagefestival.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.